This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. As Beirut mourns its dead and grapples with the scale of rebuilding after this week's massive blast, some Lebanese activists are planning to demonstrate in the city on Saturday, angered by the government's response to the disaster. President Michel Aoun says an investigation will examine whether it was caused by a bomb or other external interference. Have rushed emergency aid to Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will join a conference call with Lebanon's president and other world leaders on Sunday to discuss aid to the country.
This was an event like the world has not seen for a long time. Horrible event. We'll be having a conference call on Sunday with President Macron, leaders of Lebanon, and leaders from various parts of the world. Everyone wants to help.
Tuesday's port explosion killed 154 people, injured 5,000, and destroyed a large area of the city. At least 18 people have been killed and more than 125 injured in southern India in a plane crash that took place when the aircraft overshot a runway and plunged into a valley as it attempted to land in heavy. Both the pilots were killed, and several of those injured are reported to be in critical condition. On Saturday, the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder were found in the wreckage. The plane, which was coming from Dubai, was repatriating Indians stranded overseas since India shut down international flights in March due to the coronavirus. Military officials say at least seven people were killed when a car bomb exploded at an army base in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Saturday. The attack targeted a compound near Somalia's National Stadium where soldiers from the Somali National Army are stationed. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials believe Russia is working against presidential candidate Joe Biden before November's election. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
America's counterintelligence chief says Moscow's doing a variety of things to Biden, while some people linked to the Kremlin are boosting President Trump's re-election bid. At the same time, William Evanino says intelligence officials believe China does not want the president to win a second term, viewing him as unpredictable. He says Beijing's boosting its public criticism of the president and efforts to shape American opinion. His statement comes after House Democrats complain the intelligence community has been withholding specific information about the foreign interference threat before November. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Top Democrats and negotiators for President Donald Trump failed to reach a deal on a new coronavirus relief bill, as Trump on Friday said he'd be going a different way. Reuters' Gavino Garay has more.
It was a disappointing meeting.
Democrats and still at a political impasse over a new coronavirus relief measure after negotiations fell apart on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi offered to reduce a proposed coronavirus aid package by $1 trillion if Republicans would add $1 trillion to their counteroffer. But President Donald Trump's negotiators turned that down. After nearly 2 weeks of talks that have failed to make substantial progress, President Donald Trump, who has said he would act independently by an executive order if no deal is reached, in a tweet late Friday, said he'd be going, quote, a different way.
That is Reuters' Gavino Garay reporting. Globally, more than 721,000 deaths have been confirmed as a result of COVID-19. The coronavirus not only hits harder among Black and Hispanic adults, it's hitting children harder, too. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Two new government studies show the racial disparities in who gets the sickest from COVID-19 extends to children, too.
Latino children are 8 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID than white children. And that African-American children are about 5 times more likely.
Dr. Alicia Fernandez at the University of California, San Francisco, says it may be in part because their parents can't isolate.
Latino workers who are out there doing work, coming into contact with a virus and getting sick, that they bring that virus home to their children.
265,000 are known to have been infected. Nearly 600 had to be hospitalized, and more than 77 children have died. Another report examined cases of a multi-organ associated with COVID-19. Nearly 3/4 of the children with the syndrome were either Hispanic or Black. I'm Jackie Quinn.